would just like us tonight to maybe do something that we don't always do at camp, or... But I just feel that maybe we ought to pray tonight for our young people. I know we'll pray for the staff tomorrow. But I just feel that I'm so privileged to be among the saints of God, and I truly mean that. And I feel that if you could go and maybe just pray with one or two people tonight, let's just minister to one another. And, you know, we've heard your testimonies this morning, and the boys are right. We were talking about it in the village this afternoon, how they were just blessed. Even my children were blessed to hear the testimonies this morning. And I just feel you have so much to impart. I heard you, overheard you at the supper table talking about Uncle Hans, and I was only a little boy when he went to be with the Lord. I guess I was six. I didn't really have that opportunity to sit under his ministry. But God has brought those into my life who have blessed me. But we have a heritage, that's what I'm trying to say. And we want to pass that on, so to speak. And I don't know really how to do this. Maybe we could just have the young people come up here in the front. Who feels you want prayer? Does anybody want prayer? Just come right now. Come up here. Face me this way. Come, you got to come in. You got to come close. Come right over here, fellas. Over here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And now if you feel you want to pray for these young people, just come and come right behind them. Do we have room? Come. Brother Fogel, Sister Fogel, Sister Aletha, Brother Tom. Come, all of you, just come. Let's just pray. And if you want to lay your hands on them, oh, that would be good. But oh, God, God, we are your servants, Lord. Lord, and you have bought us with your own blood, Lord. You gave everything, Lord, to have a people through whom you could show forth your glory. And Lord, we've heard of your works in the past, but Lord, we want to see you do it again today, Lord. And so we offer ourselves upon that altar of sacrifice. We lay ourselves there, Lord, send the fire, Lord. God, we don't want to be for this world, Lord. None of these young people for the world, dear God. Oh, God, get a hold of their hearts, Lord, and make them for the kingdom. Oh, Jesus, 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 I praise you, dear God.
In the very depths of their being.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
You have called.
Holy Spirit, come.
You have called, my God.
Flow into their lives.
Oh, Jesus.
Flow into their lives, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, help them to make their choice tonight, Lord. Help them to make their choice, dear God. Help Johnny.
Reveal yourself.
Oh, lay your own hand upon you, my God.
In your power, Lord. Your resurrection power, God.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You have called us, Lord. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. Oh, Jesus, have your way, Lord, in each life, dear God. Have your way, dear God. Oh, God, dear God, take away the love for the world, dear God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Lord, I surrender all.
Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you have brought these young people here to serve you and to learn to serve you and to surrender to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we place a hedge of protection around about them that nothing would deter them from serving you and following your way. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just cause each one to find your will in their lives and not to be deterred, Lord, to follow you and to keep their eyes upon you. For Lord, you will guide them with thine eye. Lord, for you are so interested in each one of them. And Lord, we see so much potential in them. And we see that you have a plan and they are the next generation to carry forth your word. Oh God, I pray that you would place it deep in their heart, that you would put a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, and that they would see that you are they are the called of you to bring forth your word and to live the life before each one. Oh God, we just commit them to you. We know, Lord, that you are going to do great and mighty things through them, and we praise you for it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And you wait, dear Lord. Let thine own way,
Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and
Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you would just let these young people see Jesus. Lord, that they would behold him in his glory, in his fullness, in his majesty. And Lord, that they would so fall in love with him that nothing in this world can distract them or discourage them or cause them to wander off. Lord, I pray that you'll give them oneness of heart, oneness of mind, oneness of spirit, oneness of love, as they would run hard after you. Lord, we know that there is an adversary. We know there is one that would come to kill and to destroy. But Lord, we come to you right now in faith, and we put a hedge of protection over these young people. We cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask that your will, that the will of the Father would be manifested in their lives, O God, and that they would go forth to do exploits for you, O God, and that they would go forth and do victory in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we're not just asking that you'd keep them, but Lord, we're asking that you would use them, and use them mightily in the days to come, in the sin-sick world, O God, that they would be shining lights for you, and Lord, that souls would be given to them for the eternal kingdom of God. Lord, we receive this by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe you young people, some of you ought to pray.
This is my desire.
I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes. Yeah.